This is being considered right now by the city of Findlay, and we're not alone in considering the question of whether to put a moratorium in place on legalized recreational marijuana dispensaries. Mm-hmm. As we know, the voters statewide approved recreational marijuana use in the state of Ohio, so that's left a lot of communities questioning, you know, how much do we want to embrace this? What are your thoughts with respect to recreational marijuana in the city of Findlay?
I think it is a really complex topic that we don't have all the answers on yet. And so that's why we've brought forward the moratorium, to kind of push pause to make sure that we get clearer guidance from the state and execute this really well for our community, whether it is the do not enter or the welcome mat. I think it's really a balance. And a couple of key points that I want to make is, so someone would be able still to grow it in their home. Mm-hmm. Under Ohio law, you cannot smoke it in public spaces. And so right. We will certainly enforce that.
Right.
Now what we're determining through the moratorium would be, okay, are we going to allow dispensaries or commercial cultivation? And if so, what are the parameters that we are going to place around that?
So not necessarily looking at a permanent ban or
no.
saying that this is not something that we would ever be interested in. What type of a moratorium? Is it open-ended or is there a certain time frame?
Yeah, so the moratorium that we're requesting is 12 months.
Okay.
And the reason being is because, you know, we're expecting that we were supposed to at the end of last year get guidance from the state legislature. They have a deadline of September. So we should get guidance in the next couple of months on mm-hmm. what the parameters, what the restrictions, what advertising, what local municipalities kind of can and cannot do related to restrictions. Once we get that from the state, then we can look at, okay, what can we legally place around restrictions? And then we will determine, okay, based off of those restrictions, does that give us enough comfort to allow a dispensaries? And then we need to look at how do we establish it in zoning. It may be something where we say they're permitted as a conditional use. And then if we start to have a lot of problems, we're able to pull it. We could determine, no, we don't want it at all. Or here's the distance and how we're going to provide guidance on the specific locations that they can go.
I did see an interesting study, a story on the Newswire about an interesting study which shows, it's an independent review by the Cannabis Regulation Oversight Office. So this is in Illinois.
Okay.
But they examined adult use cannabis licenses issued by that state to more than 400 businesses between 2020 and 2023. And what they found is that 59% of those licenses were actually issued to minority or women-owned businesses, making that one of the most diverse industries in their state.
Interesting.
Does that add anything to the idea that this may be an opportunity for minority and women-owned businesses?
I think that's an interesting data point. I don't think that it really will change my thought process and how we approach this. I think it's looking at long-term, what is the ripple effect impact? You know, mm-hmm. I've had people reach out, and I think people need to look at this as there's a gamut of individuals that are already getting medicinal marijuana in our community
right.
and are having to drive to Bowling Green or other communities to get it. I understand the concerns, and personally, I would have rather have seen it as a classified, you know, kind of regulated mm-hmm. Medication
right.
Than just kind of, you know, no bounds.
Mm-hmm.
So there certainly is a lot of factors, you know, looking at the tax revenue that it brings in. How do we regulate it appropriately if we do allow it? What is our community's utilization or opinion of it? What is, you know, the Adamus board has shared information on, mm-hmm. you know, some of the pros and cons.
Right.
I think this is a substance that we've had a lot of prejudice and misinformation about over the years. And I think we're wiser about the risks of it. But I think there's still a lot of concern. And so I think we need to just approach it in a really wise manner. And that's the conversation that we're preparing to have with council.
And obviously not the last time we will have this conversation.
Not at all. We are just starting.
By a long shot. Again, Findlay Mayor Christina Mearn with us this morning. Mayor Mearn, thanks very much for taking
the
time.
Chris. Great to see you as always.